Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano. Yeah!
It is Dom time. Welcome in, and as luck would have it, just a last-minute Randy Weingarten quote surfaces, because today is the fifth anniversary of when we had to take to the mattresses, or it started. World Health Organization, completely discredited, of course, but they declared it a pandemic, and then slowly but surely, we saw this movement toward all kinds of things that were showing the lack of ability to recognize free choice, freedom in general. People like Wolfman Heck, Democrats across the country, the King of Hair in Jersey, Bill Murphy. So it's the fifth anniversary, COVID Day it's called. Also Spanish Flu Day by happenstance. So if you have a remembrance, the point of that, I went back and took a look. It ended up with not one, but two constitutional amendments, which are very difficult to get in Pennsylvania, that Republicans got through, and both of them curtailed the power of Wolfman Heck or any maniac like that to lock down Pennsylvania. Think of the damage to businesses. And when I look at the Inquirer and across the state today, across the country, reviewing the fifth anniversary of this, little or no mention of things that we were put through, not just by the virus, but by people like Governor Wolfman Heck. Remember our buddy Wally Zimmelong, the attorney? We had to get him in there because businesses that were almost exactly alike and separated by a few miles, one was shut down, one was not. What's essential? And they were people that supported Wolf. They were open. Or maybe a big garden store was open, but not the smaller company. Pool companies, I remember, lawsuits. Kids out of school. The fraudulent Zooming, particularly at the Philadelphia public schools. What a joke. And Bucks County. Bucks County, if you remember, August was ready to go back. And then what happened? They intervened. The woman that was the head of the health department, the good afternoon woman. Dr. Damsker, where is he? Is he still in the basement over there in Bucks County? He's a guy that said it was safe to be in school 3 feet apart, certainly, not six. That opened up everything. They put him in the basement. He was our person of the year. Remember all that? We have not had a day of reckoning on this. So we're on top of the big news of the day. We'll talk with Congressman Dan Muser, who's a real player, might run for governor in Pennsylvania. It looks like the vote will be today around 4 o'clock or so. It's hard to tell if Republicans have the vote to push this CR bill forward. Democrats who say they never want a government shutdown do want to shut it down to stop Elon Musk and Doge. It's going to be quite a tell today. I think they have just enough, but they're not feeling so good about it. Massey from Kentucky is a no. President Trump has already said he should be primaried. All right, we'll see what happens with that. So this is a big day, a huge day. This is where a lot of this stuff started, as far as just the real antagonism. People losing jobs, not getting the vaccine. Some of the myocarditis, young men, huge numbers. Should they have been vaccinated? Booster shots, the masking. And just the inordinate amount of time that people were out of schools, resulting in learning loss that is historic and I would say is never going to come back. We're kidding ourselves with it. We're not on a Manhattan Project to do that. So we'd love to get you on board. Which part of this, what is it that comes back to you? And again, there should be a penalty, putting people in nursing homes. One of my all-timers, Valerie Arcouche, who's now in head of the biggest agency in the state, arguably, in Harrisburg. She was the head commissioner out of Montgomery County. She had a board of flunkies who voted during COVID to say people are going to go home for Thanksgiving break, even though we don't have a surge of it. We're looking ahead. You won't go back to school for weeks after the Thanksgiving break. Remember that? And the guy that I went after, this doctor who never came on, said, you got to be like Wayne Gretzky. You got to be looking at where the puck is not now, but where the puck is going to be. No. Imagine this guy. Let's go into the corners with that guy. Why not shut it down, doc, for a year then? Because maybe it's going to be there then too. So we've been through this. And every anniversary on this, I think we haven't had a reckoning. Now, here is Randy Weingarten. This is Cut 18. And it relates to schools. Listen to her tell Morning Schmo, Morning Joe, the biggest regret of the Department of Education that she has is if it's shut down, there'll be more money for school choice. See how they seethe and hate the idea of parents and kids choosing not to go to the public schools. Here's what she said.
We know, for example, what Texas would do.
Right.
They'll use it for vouchers. So they won't give it to the kids who have it now. They'll just give it for vouchers.
Catholic schools, religious schools.
Frankly, what we're seeing in all the programs that are now extant in terms of vouchers, they don't work for kids. They basically go right now. It becomes a tax credit for people who already are sending their kids to private schools. So it's income redistribution.
All right, just the two of them. McCaskill was the other there, right? Yeah. Catholic schools. Oh, my God. Catholic schools, religious schools. Can you imagine? More money for that. More chance for parents to have a say. Boy, that might be the number one reason to cut this. Just look at the rottenness of many big city public schools. Historically, year after year after year after year, why would you consign people to that? Because we don't want them going where Catholics are, where religion might be. Heaven forbid they might get a good education there. All right. One other thing. I'll give you the side question. Away we go. Dr. Nicole Sapphire today at 12:30. We were introduced to her. Dr. Marty McCary, you may remember. These are some of the people that got in our orbit because of all that went on during COVID. We'll talk with Dan Muser. And I'll ask her about RFK Jr. and what he's out there saying today on food. He was last night at a Steak and Shake talking about they're not using seed oil. Man, those mint French fries smell good.
Mm.
Yeah, he didn't quite say that. Hannity did. He said, well, they're better in France, I think. But, you know, they're not using seed oil. They're using the beef tallow. Okay. The Houlihan is making all kinds of moves. Last week, Congresswoman Houlihan voted to censure Al Green. Then, just yesterday, she wants censure of Bobart, Lauren Bobart, because Bobart had the nerve to call it Al Green, the congressman's, pimp cane. Now, maybe not a pleasant thought, but it did kind of look like what I see when I see pimps. They have a cane like that. Julian apparently hasn't read that the censure is supposed to be if it's lack of decorum on the floor of the House, not a statement you made. Must have missed that memo, but she's making all kinds of moves. She's in the news a lot. She's all over the place. So Bobart should put one of their biggest things on them, censure, because she called it a pimp cane. That's not nice. All right, 855-839-1210. We'll get to you, though, before any of those guests show up. So we've talked a lot about Gavin Newsom the last week or so for good reason. And just the other day, it was National California Day. Now, the country used to celebrate Golden State, California. Now, I'd say in talk radio, we savage it because of all the nutty stuff that happens there. There do seem to be any number of big problems there, weather-wise, etc. In addition to great weather, you know, the mudslides, the forest fires, incompetency. They're living in the land of gold, yet they can't get out of their own way. Hit us with something that you associate person, place, or thing with California. Of course, I'll take off the weather. I'll take off Hollywood. And I'll take off the three times. I think I was there three times actually driving. The freeways. Mm. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, those are a disaster.
Very, very difficult to follow and know what the hell you're doing. It's all horseshoes and clover leaves and all that. All right, Henry, how about yours?
Yeah, so I'm going to take off something. You kind of hit on it a little bit. It's what Kendrick Lamar, rapper from California, who you may have seen in this year's Super Bowl halftime performance, he deemed it the recipe. What does he mean by the recipe? Three W's. Women, weed, weather. That's what I associate with California.
Well, yeah, but I don't associate the women as wish they all could be California girls. There's a lot of quirk in the back going on there. So.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah, Silicon was the other thing. It's not just Silicon Valley. It's all over the place. Yeah, how pretty are the women and are sexy in California, really?
I mean, yeah, because everyone's like, I'm going to start my acting career. I'm going to start my modeling career. And you go out right. to L.A. and then, lo and behold, a generation or two later you have all these beautiful people out there.
Well, it's easier to get tanned because of the weather.
That too.
And you always look better with that, so I can give you that. Then there's the, as I said, the breast augmentation. I'm not sure how are they the beautiful people or not, but better weather makes for prettier people. Okay, I can go along with that, yes. Mm-hmm. All right, so it was women, weed, and weather.
Weather, yeah.
Okay, very nice. Can you top that? A person you associate with California, or person, place, or thing. That's what we're looking for. That's the side question. Here's how you get in. 855-839-1210. Fifth anniversary, hard to believe, 5 years of kind of officially when, and look, any reasonable person said, as we all did then, yeah, the first 2 weeks, people shutting down. Okay, we get that. Maybe 2-3 weeks, maybe even a month. After that, though, the businesses that were knocked out, the people who were knocked out of employment because of the vaccination, the masking, the kids out of school, the fraud of Zoom learning, Fauci finally unmasked, all of it's there. And every year we see people write these, you know, anniversaries, and I'm looking at some of them today. I'd ask the Inquirer and the others, why did it take 2 constitutional amendments? You know how hard it is to get those passed to stop Wolf? What a petty little tyrant he was. Out of control. Shut it down. Yeah. Better safe than sorry. As they all sit in their silos, that they have money, they were happy, nothing happened to them. All right, get in at 855-839-1210.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
All right, absolutely. That's the case. Tom Giordano Show, 855-839-1210. Beautiful weather. Everybody feeling better about it. National COVID Day or International COVID Day. I mean, I'm trying to bring on spring, Henry, even more. I'm not ready to wear it. It's a little too chilly in the studio, but here is the back on youtube.com/1210WPHT of where all roads lead to here with the Tom Giordano Show. It's the summer White House. It's Mulligans. Remember, the weather gets nicer. I hear the call of Mulligans. I hear those days down in Wildwood. I see the guests that we have. So Johnny Mulligan, Johnny Z, thank you. And thanks for all the hospitality. And as soon as the weather is a little bit warm, we'll wear the shirt unencumbered here. But the summer White House, Mulligans, down there in Wildwood is just, it's what talk radio is all about. The kind of stuff that we've done there. Talking to Scott Presler about that the other day and more of it to come. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all that you have to do is just push #1210 and we'll get you on board. Now, saying that Whoopi Goldberg was particularly moronic yesterday is saying a lot. But I'll play you what she said about trans athletes. Why are we making such a big deal? Can't female athletes fend for themselves? And then on YouTube, a great response from Riley Gaines talking about how outrageous this all is. All right, so I'll play that for you. It'll be cut 8 and cut 17 coming up. But 5 years ago, we started to take to the bunkers. Maybe not actually. You know, we were at Mulligan's because President Trump was coming to Wildwood. And Jeff Andrew was switching parties. That was the rationale for it. And I seem to remember it was February 28th. Rich was on in the morning. That's how long ago it was. Rich was on in the morning. I was on 9 to noon, and when I get there, Mulligan's is tiny. There's like people out the door saying, can you get us in? And somehow or another, I remember Rich had tape all around his head for like an insane Bernie Sanders thing. People drinking Bloody Marys. This is only days before the World Health Organization said, you know, go underground.
The good old days.
Well, Mulligan's, Henry, is about as long as these two studios.
Yeah.
Maybe as wide, maybe, depending on the back room and all. And there were over 250 people there at one point, probably. Yeah. And the Bloody Marys was like scrambled eggs and Bloody Marys somehow or another. So I know I vaguely, doing 9 to noon even, almost didn't have a seat. I was like half sitting in. It was so scrunched in.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. It was nuts. And who knew, just on the horizon, COVID was ready to strike. All right, let me go to Jim, and then we'll play you both Riley Gaines and Whoopi Goldberg yesterday, still on the trans thing. Let's go to Jim and Wayne. And Jim, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Dom. Nice to talk to you again.
Same here.
You know, the whole thing about the history of COVID, in July 21, I came within like 2 hours of being put on a ventilator when I had COVID pneumonia.
Wow.
And I was just so furious at the government and the health organizations, the way they treated us. In other words, oh, no, you can't have ivermectin. Oh,
right.
No, God help you. I mean, I posted a picture of hydroxychloroquine on my Facebook page. I got the 90-day ban.
Yeah, Facebook, big time, absolutely, was trying to say, again, this wasn't medical science, and they didn't seem to have any rationale other than wherever the money was.
And the other thing, of course, which is heartbreaking, is what they did to the seniors. That was
right.
That was criminal.
Yeah, I still can't figure out why in the world you would think something like this you would put into a nursing home. It is both unforgivable and stupid at the same time.
Did you ever think you would live to see the day when this stuff would happen in America? I mean, it's just obscene and heartbreaking at the same time.
Well,
what they did to the seniors.
Right. And Jim, we're not too far away. Bucks County was the epicenter of this, and yet these dopes out there voted the two Democrats who were responsible for it back in overwhelmingly.
I'm convinced it was given, you know, on purpose to the population to stop Trump. Not to sound like a right-wing nut job. But
well, wait a minute, that is. You know, the Chinese doing to it, Jim, I'm there with you, but come on. Who was it that was giving it to us to stop Trump? Come on now.
I mean, it's just...
Okay.
I really...
I get it. But yeah, the Chinese, and we knew right then, it is the Wuhan lab, it wasn't bats, wasn't any of that stuff. And the epicenter, the epicenter of it in the beginning, do you remember where that was? And Trump shut down travel? Italy.
Right.
Strangely, was the Chinese coming into Italy?
Well, the Silk Road Project where they let
yes.
you too much and then
yes.
they take national assets in return.
Yes.
Well, there's a large industrial area in northern Italy.
Sure.
That China took over and all those guys went home for New Year's and came
right.
back. And
yep.
You know.
Yeah, exactly. Jim, what's your California association?
Lake Tahoe, man. Have you ever been there?
I have not been to Lake Tahoe, only Godfather 2. Yeah.
The yeah. most I've been to Cabo, I've been to Hawaii,
right.
And I've been to Tahoe. And Tahoe, you stand at 10,000 feet, 1 foot in California, one in Nevada, in deep powder, looking out over that big blue lake. You pig out when you ski, right? Well, you would go to the casino buffet at night. I mean, it was unbelievable. It was just the best time.
Gotcha. Thank you, Jim. Lake Tahoe is a great one.
It's a bucket list destination for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, it
sure.
is. Yeah. Well, Godfather 2. Here's my offer back to you, Senator. Not a dime. Not a dime in my pay. You know, get the hell out of here. You guys come out of here with your greasy hair and your silk suits passing yourself off. Okay. Whoopi Goldberg yesterday trying a new tactic, bringing God in. Whoopi doesn't quite get this. When people say God doesn't make a mistake, they're saying that maybe you're not trans. God didn't do that. She's saying if you're trans, God didn't make a mistake, so change your body because it is a mistake. Here's Whoopi, what she said about female athletes yesterday, followed by Riley Gaines kind of, now Riley Gaines is the person I'd love to see on The View. The shootout of that would be beyond, it would take your breath away, the ignorance that would be shown. Are they not the most, look, there are ignorant people in America, but as far as people that have a platform that big, I would vote them the most ignorant people that we've seen with a platform. That's how ignorant they are. The ignorance just goes up and down the line. The lawyer ignorant, the newsreader, Joyless Joy, Whoopi. All right, here's a little bit of Whoopi followed by Riley Gaines.
You come in and you say, oh, you know, these are men, you know,
competing against women.
You're assuming that the women are weak and just can't do anything except be here. Have you seen female athletes? They know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure what's going on or why this is an issue.
All right. Now, Riley Gaines, response.
I will never not be impressed by how unintelligent and out of touch with reality the women of The View are.
When you come in and you say, oh, you know, these are men, you know,
competing against women.
You're assuming that the women are weak and just can't do anything except be here. Have you seen female athletes? They know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure what's going on or why this is an issue.
The level of commitment to idiocy is actually remarkable. Let me help you here, Whoopi. This issue matters because women matter, because reality matters. These are the same people who at one point screamed and screeched, follow the science. Doesn't seem like Whoopi Goldberg is following the science now. Also, literally no one thinks that men shouldn't be playing in women's sports because women are weak. It is not misogynistic to point out that mediocre men can beat exceptional women. The inverse of that is not true. Take the U.S. women's national soccer team, for example. And if that wasn't enough, watch Whoopi Goldberg blaspheme the Lord.
God doesn't make mistakes.
No.
And the challenge is not to the trans people, it's to the people who are not trans. That's what God is looking to see, how you treat people.
Yeah. I feel like this goes without saying, but God does not pick and choose who he will judge on Judgment Day. Although Whoopi did get one thing right. God does not make mistakes. Therefore, he does not put people in the wrong body.
There you go. I mean, you talk about turning it on its head. It is sheer, unadulterated ignorance. What's all this big deal about trans? Like, they woke up, Rip Van Winkle, suddenly. Whoa, what have we been talking about
Rip
here?
Rip Van Winkle.
Yeah. And this is the show that American women, at least it's pitched toward, has been there 26 years, I guess, 27, whatever it's going on. Okay. One of the real benefits, maybe some of the only benefits of all that we went through with COVID, we brought you a whole array of people we got to know. Dr. Nicole Sapphire, Dr. Marty McCarry, who as soon as he's confirmed will be on the show. And Dr. Nicole from Fox gave us an insight day to day around all issues. I think she wrote 2 or 3 books during this period of time. Wanted to talk with her. What sticks out to her? What's the takeaway going forward? If something like this happens again, would we do the same things? Of course, some of these people would. Guy like Phil Murphy, that's all that he knows. We would be in lockdown mode no matter what. And then RFK Jr., talking in the last couple of days, he's going to meet with General Mills and others. That's a good thing. Stay in the food lane. All right, so we'll talk with Dr. Nicole, take more of your calls. Hit us with something that is associated with California in any way, shape, or form. I'm really hoping we come up with a person or two that you think exemplifies it. Newsom does, without a doubt. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210. Hey, are you looking for a natural way to boost energy, support your heart, and stay active as you age? It's time to try Rescue Orasine. This unique supplement gives your body the essentials it needs to fight fatigue and improve stamina without relying on sugar, caffeine, or artificial boosters. Plus, it supports healthy blood pressure, overall cardiovascular function, helping you feel your best every day. Right now, Dom listeners can take advantage of a special buy one, get one free offer on Rescue Orasine. Just use the code MyEnergy when you order. Call 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak with a knowledgeable product consultant or visit res-q.com. Enter the code MYENERGY at checkout. Don't miss out. This exclusive deal will not last forever. Go to res-q.com and use that code MYENERGY. M-Y-E-N-E-R-G-Y. Grab Rescue Orosine with the buy one, get one free savings. Stay energized, stay heart healthy with Rescue Natural Supplement. All right, Big Issues, Big Guests. One of our real go-tos, thank God for her during COVID, Dr. Nicole Sapphire is back with us. I think it seemed to me she wrote two or three books during that period of time and became a fixture on Fox and on shows here in Philadelphia because we needed reassurance, good guidance. If you had kids, particularly, navigating all this. Dr. Nicole joins us again on Talk Radio 1210. Doctor, welcome back. And you were one of the upsides of COVID, if there were any. You and Marty McCary, thank you. Thank you for that, that we got to know you and the great advice and empathy that you showed.
Well, thank you so much for having me on and for those kind words. Marty has been one of my good friends since before COVID, and now that he's moved on to head the FDA under the Trump administration, he remains one of my good friends. And just to be clear, I only wrote one book during COVID, Panic Attack. My first book, Make America Healthy Again, actually had just terrible timing. I wrote it in 2019, but it came out May 2020. But wasn't it interesting that the whole purpose of the book was talking about our chronic illness epidemic and how we're more vulnerable? And that's exactly what we saw through COVID, was those with chronic medical conditions were more vulnerable to COVID. So it was quite timely.
Oh, absolutely. Marty, too, big advocate of that. Every time we talked about that, and we now know one of the takeaways from this, people that had chronic illness, obesity, diabetes, whatever, and maybe elderly on top of it, they were the ones that really suffered during this. Is that your biggest takeaway? What else hits you during that period of time? Because you were on the front lines talking about it as we learned exactly what this was all about.
You know, there were some really clear things that evolved, and my take-home messages have been, and, you know, I'd love to say, oh, now here we are 5 years later, this is what I'm starting to see. The reality is we saw a lot of this stuff in 2020, definitely by 2021, but it became such a faux pas. It was so unpopular to speak out against certain things that you kind of couldn't do it. I wrote Panic Attack kind of talking about it, trying to break through the panic of it all and just talking about the science. I'm a radiologist. I am an objective physician. I love objective medicine. I don't like the feely subjective things. So when I look back on COVID, one of the biggest things, kind of what we just touched upon, chronic illness has rendered Americans completely vulnerable, whether it's our obesity, the diabetes, our cardiovascular disease, even our mental health. All of that, the large amount of that within our country made us more vulnerable to a virus, which that if you are a younger or healthier person, really had some mild effects. Now, don't you know, take me wrong. There were some people who had some severe effects from COVID that you would have never thought. And there were some things about that virus that concerned me, especially early on, about the way that it was causing some central nervous systems issues. People were joking like, oh, I've lost my sense of smell with COVID. I'm like, that's not insignificant. Mm-hmm. That means your central nervous system is involved. That's a big concern. So whether COVID was able to lay dormant within our bodies, that was a huge concern for me. And it's turning out it may in some people. One of the other things that became very evident was that we need to be able to try different things for treatments. And, you know, some people were talking about ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, steroids. The reality is when you don't know how to treat something, when you have something novel, you need to just throw the kitchen sink at it and let's see what works. Unfortunately, we're putting a lot of people on ventilators early on. That turned out to be detrimental, and that probably led to deaths. Physicians are imperfect human beings, but we were trying to save lives, and that didn't turn out right. But the way that they started restricting access to certain medications just because they didn't follow the mainstream media talking points, that's a big no-no in my book.
Absolutely, too. And we were just talking a moment ago. I think Andrew Cuomo, for example, is usually pretty savvy politically. What in the world, though, even based upon Dr. Nicole, what we knew then, would say to put all these patients into nursing homes. We see the vulnerabilities, even if you're not a doctor there. You got to think that might not work. And then when it starts to not work after a very short period of time, you ought to reassess and move out of the nursing homes.
You know, I think you're giving way too much credit to those politicians. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, they are responsible for every decision that they make. But let's be honest, they are getting advice from people that they have surrounded themselves with. So I would be more apt to look to who was surrounding Governor Cuomo at that time, who advised him that that was a good idea. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, it falls on him. He makes the decision, and that is one of the consequences that comes with being a leader. But who was also advising him of that? Because, of course, looking at that, you don't have to be a physician. You don't have to be a geriatric physician to know by taking people from the hospital who are still testing positive for a highly contagious virus and then putting them in nursing homes where public health illness already spreads rampant as it is. We see that in terms of flu, pneumonia, even STDs. We see it all through running rampant in there. So now you're going to take a highly contagious novel virus that is having a very high fatality rate in the elderly, and you're going to put them in the nursing home? That makes no sense. You're going to keep young, healthy people out of school, out of work. You're going to lock down the entire country, but yet you're going to expose the most vulnerable to the virus. That makes no sense. And I believe the people who made those decisions need to be held accountable. But to just blame it on the one person who signed that paper, that's not going far enough.
I hear you. Now, we mentioned chronic illnesses. I haven't seen you on Fox or have seen you write about, I may have missed it, RFK Jr., who I think his legacy can be the most important, as important as Trump's here. If he stays in the lane of chronic illness, the foods, he's meeting with the giant food companies. Tell me what you see him doing here that you think is on the right course.
I think RFK Jr. has an incredible platform and is really the first person to come to the table politically saying we have to tackle the chronic illness epidemic. And I'm very excited to see that. I'm not sure if that really aligns with the role of the HHS secretary, although it has a big part of it because it does influence all aspects of HHS and all of our public health. People are already starting to change just knowing for the change that are coming. You saw that the FDA has already restricted a certain red dye, and that was before RFK Jr. was even was even sworn in. And now you see, I think it's Steak and Shake. They're trying to use beef tallow. This is definitely a movement, and I think that's a wonderful thing. I think it's going to take a lot more than just switching from seed oils to beef tallow to really chronic this epidemic. It's going to take a lot more, especially focusing on our lower income, making sure that those who cannot afford it have access to healthier food options, not just the wealthy who can afford to have their own chickens or own their gardens or shop at the local Whole Foods. So it's really going to be an all hands on deck effort, and you know, watching very closely, because if they're cutting funding, you know, they're going to be cutting funding to Medicaid and some of these other programs. And while I do agree that there's a lot of waste there, I talk about it in my first book, Make America Healthy Again, I think that we have to be careful to make sure that the most vulnerable are not actually cut off from access to some of these things.
On that point, another book coming up. What else are you doing? Where do we see you on a regular? I see you on the weekends on a regular basis on Fox, and then various interviews during the week. What's the best way to see you and to see what you're up to next?
Well, people still don't necessarily remember that I am still a full-time working physician. Monday through Friday, you find me in the hospital. Hopefully, yes. You don't have to see me there.
Yeah.
But I do my weekend wellness every Sunday on Fox and Friends, and I do several segments, as you said, during the week. I also am hosting the big weekend show at least 1 to 2 weekends a month, that Saturday and Sundays, and I have a podcast coming out next month, so stay tuned for that. But you can always find me on X and Instagram. I'm all over videos, chatting it up.
And the podcast, do you have a name for it yet? Is that being workshopped?
It is undergoing legal review right now. So I can't tell you yet, but I'm excited for it. And trust me, it's going to be all things health and wellness. But as everyone knows, I have a little bit of an edge to me, and I don't buy into the hype, especially a lot of those trends. So I'm certainly going to be going through some of those trendy things, telling you what's good, what's not, what's total crap.
All right. Well, as soon as the legal stuff is cleared up, we'd love to have you back to promote that, Doctor. Thank you. Thanks for joining us, as always.
Can't wait. Thanks for having me.
Dr. Nicole Sapphire here on Talk Radio 1210. Her look was only one book, well, two books, ultimately, that dropped during COVID for her. 855-839-1210. Here we go again. Michelle Obama's podcast is raising 2028 speculation. She'll finally run. She doesn't want to run because she's never been challenged. Nobody has ever asked her. It's the most sacred of sacreds. Anything that she says that's ridiculous is not challenged. She just writes another book and they write another check for $10 million. I would be astounded if she runs for president. You'd have to hand it to her and even inch. Nah, I think I'll do it a day or two a week. How would that be? No way. She would have done it this time. The opening was there. They could have tagged her in. And that's what the great hope was. You tag her in a short period of time. All the flaws that are there would not be able to be seen as quickly. So when they couldn't do that with her, they did it with Kamala Harris. You know, similar type of approach. All right, 855-839-1210.
It is such a giant leap to be like, Michelle Obama starting a podcast? Is she running for president? Like, come on.
I'm still waiting for Josh Shapiro, too, to be asked since Newsom has come out with this stuff about the trans issue. What would he say on it?
Well, he needs a podcast next. Newsom's got one now.
Yes. How about a name for at Dom Show 1210? I don't care about Newsom as much. I care about our guy here. We need a name for the Josh Shapiro and son. You know, his son's got to be there. He's his advisor on the death penalty. So why not? All right, 855-839-1210. They have her, the bookmakers, as the leading candidate to win the nomination. It's not going to run. We've been through this tease year after year. All right, more of your calls coming up. And Dr. Nicole put it beautifully. Chronic disease. RFK Jr., that's the lane. If he's able to do something big on that, that will be a tremendous legacy. A little bit later, we'll talk with Congressman Dan Mueser. I think 1:30, they're going to vote today. Democrats are going to vote in unison to shut down the government. The media will not put it that way. God knows how they'll put that headline. And I think it's going to happen. All in the order of trying to stop Elon Musk. Get a breather. Do anything you can. Just delay it. Now, I'm not sure how that would delay it, though. He'll still be behind the scenes looking into fraud, abuse, and waste. 855-839-1210, though. Grab a line here with Dom on Talk Radio 1210. Okay, it is Dom time. 855-839-1210. Michael Siders is one of the greats on Twitter. I don't think he calls in that much. Great picture. What does he remember the 5 years ago of COVID? You got the kids playing their instruments inside those green pup tents. Remember that with the plastic and all that?
Oh,
they were in a band playing. Yeah, ridiculous. California reference, the Beach Boys. That's a pretty good one. Although I dispute, wish they could all be California girls. No, think that's kind of made up. That's kind of fraudulent.
Well, David's not going to be happy about you just saying that.
Oh. That's okay. He had it on.
He had it.
Yeah, I didn't see it. Yeah. But those kids in the green tents, the zip up, zip out, playing their instruments. How long that went on. But do you remember here locally, Meg Brock, who moved away, was watching on Twitter today, 5 years in, never forget. Bucks County was the epicenter of this. And we had a guy, David Damsker, who was on fire across the state. School boards were saying, based on this guy, we're sending him back to school. He said 3 feet is plenty. And even then, he thought, you know, it's minimal, the problem, versus the 6 foot thing, 6 feet. And what did they do? They put him in the basement, shut your mouth. And what did these dopes do out in Bucks County? They voted Diane Merseglia. That's the woman we saw during the election cycle. Her nonsense. Remember that? And her stooge, Bob DeGrasse Harvey, those people. And they ran on an abortion complex, like they were going to be aborting babies out there in Bucks County. They're commissioners. Come on, Diane. You know, when are you going to come back on the show? You came on once. It wasn't that bad. Now it might be more troublesome. By the way, got to play this YouTube alert, youtube.com/1210WPHT. Our buddy Scott Presler, in a moment after David's call, his door knocking technique Kressler called us yesterday, Lancaster County. I put it up on Twitter. People are going wild. He stands like 15 feet away. He doesn't want to invade. You know, like people think he's coming
Very
in.
Very polite.
Yeah, and the whole tactic that he uses, the courting of the voter, this guy's the textbook. If you could clone 500 people like him, you're going to win Jersey or any state like that. Just have them going around doing this. It works. Let me go to David in Somerset. Then we'll show you that on YouTube and play some of the sound. Hey, David, Beach Boys, we got you for. That's a great one.
thanks, Tom. I appreciate that. By the way, there's a great movie, if you've never seen it, it was before COVID. It was called Love and Mercy.
Okay.
It's a great story about Brian Wilson and all the struggles that he had. And it really focuses in on the Dr. Landy relationship played by Paul Giamatti. And he just nails the role.
Paul Giamatti is an incredibly underrated actor. Just
the best.
Go watch him play John Adams right now. I renounce you, sir. I renounce you to his son.
Anything he does is just amazing. So,
yeah.
But my story about COVID, Dom, is that, and I think you know this, I sell merchant services to businesses. And I had a business. It was a bar restaurant. They've decided to sell. So they didn't go out of business because of COVID. But I was there the day before the shutdown in New Jersey. And she was preparing for St. Patrick's Day. And she had to make an on-the-fly decision to turn around all the food. And, you know, she had to buy massive amounts of food. She had to turn this around to her suppliers. And then the suppliers, if you think about the chain of events there, the suppliers, how many of them watched food just go bad?
Exactly.
They couldn't keep it anymore. And it was a decision made by some politician that, you know, and Phil Murphy always claimed that he was a businessman. He had no idea how to run a business.
Yeah, he's a hedge fund. Yeah, that's exactly. Right. Goldman Sachs, the previous governor, was that too. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, the businesses that they impacted, and none of the people in the government, they didn't get a cut in their salaries. And, you know, I work 100% on commission. So here I am watching my revenue dive. All the businesses, I'm sure they took a much harder hit than I did. And, you know, these people just sat there. And I said to someone in the bar, he was laughing at me. I said, good luck on getting our freedom back in 2 weeks. And he said, oh, you don't believe what the government says, huh? And he called me a conspiracy theorist. And how long did it take for Phil Murphy to lift those restrictions? Once they get power, they never give it back.
Thank you, David. I would argue that at least it's a draw that Wolfman Hack may have been worse, given that New Jersey is a nutty progressive state, Pennsylvania not. And what he did was a replica. But Phil Murphy's just more obnoxious and insufferable. And then there's the teeth and hair. Here's Scott Presler, though. Here's the door knock technique. I'm knocking doors, Dom. Yesterday when he calls in, you know, he gets into that weird Virginia Hills accent.
Oh, yeah, you can hear it come out in some words.
The knocking. And he was a bit pressed. YouTube.com/1210WPHT. Here's the technique of Scott Presler.
My name's Scott. I'm your fellow Republican neighbor. We have a special election coming up on March 25th. And I wanted to make sure that you were aware that your county commissioner, Mr. Parsons, is running for the Senate special election. And I wanted to ask for your vote.
You got me there. I already checked up on him.
Did you? Good. Now, are you going to be around? Do you need a mail-in ballot? Are you going to vote on election day? Because it's March 25th.
Yeah. You go over here and get Penn Township building.
Okay.
I'd go with a couple other ladies. So.
Beautiful. Yeah. Well, if I may, I'm sure that you have some girlfriends. May I leave you with one of these?
Sure.
And then I'm going to ask for your vote one more time because this November, we have three really bad Democrats that are on the Supreme Court, and we have the opportunity to vote no to retention. And if you vote no to them, you'll kick three of them off the bench. They allowed our businesses to be shut down during 2020. They allowed mail-in ballots to come after the election day in the 2020 election. So these are people that are kind of ruling against liberty and ruling against keeping us open. And so I'm going to leave you with two things, if that's okay.
Okay.
If I may approach you.
All right, there you go. He's got like the, not a three-point shot, but maybe just inside the key.
Yeah, he's at the free throw line
right
there.
Yeah, he's not trying. You know, he's a big guy, and this guy with the big hair and all this. Not going to open the door to that unless you have a screen or something, you know. So he stands back, and I'm going to ask you for your vote one more time. It's all Pressler.
You know, I didn't think of Scott Pressler as a backwards hat kind of guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sometimes he does that.
Sometimes. Yeah, I always see him as a front-facing forward guy, you know, with the hair cascade out of the hat. And,
yeah,
you know, backwards
exactly.
hat. Interesting.
Yeah, he is. It's just, I mean, you can't write this stuff that guys like this come out of the woodwork. You can't create it. All right, so 855-839-1210. Congressman Dan Muser will be here. What's his inside? They're going to be voting on something at 1:40. He's here at 1:30, though. And at 4 o'clock is the big vote. The Dean of Decency, Madeline Dean, tells the people proudly out of Montgomery County, hell no, I'm not voting to keep the government open.
Decency.
That's okay, Madeline, but don't lecture us all the time about shutting down the government. She says it's a no because this is not a clean CR bill. I guess it's dirty.
Clean.
You need some, it's not a clean bill. Whenever they use a clean thing, you know, you got, well, what's missing in there? All right. So this is the big showdown today. I think Republicans might squeak by with this vote. Trump wants that, doesn't want this to happen. They think they can stop Doge if this shutdown happens. It would happen on Saturday. Coming up, I'll tell you a story of how mean this can be when they shut down government. The pain Democrats try to inflict. Why? Well, they think it helps them to win. Then they blame Republicans for causing the pain. 855-839-1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.